U.S. Representative Cynthia Lummis is running for her third term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Lummis is a fiscal conservative who's a member of the Appropriations Committee. She joins us on the campaign trail, where she says Wyoming residents are focused on one thing.
Particularly concerned about debt and the deficit. I hear that more in Wyoming than any other issue. People are terrified that we continue to borrow money and that we don't have a plan going into the future to retire that debt and to get our spending under control.
How much of this problem will be resolved after the election, no matter who wins?
Well, it does matter who wins, I would argue, because Paul Ryan's plan does eliminate the debt and the deficit without raising taxes and while preserving our social safety net. And it provides those crucial reforms to programs such as Medicare that will save those programs. Medicare is going broke in 12 years, and we must reform it to save it.
Representative Cynthia Lummis visiting with us. She's running for re-election. Going back to Ryan's plan a little bit, I mean, the way it's been portrayed by many is that there's going to be cuts to Medicare. I'm curious, do you agree wholeheartedly with the plan? Do you agree that there might be cuts to Medicare? I'm just sort of interested in your read here.
It's such a distinct reform to the system that I believe it's unfair to characterize it as cuts in Medicare to those people who are currently on Medicare. It will provide less support for those people who are under age 54 right now. To those of us who are 55 and over, including those who are currently on Medicare, it offers the option to stay on Medicare as we know it. It also offers to people who are between the ages of 55 and 65, which is where I am, the opportunity to opt in to premium support. Premium support works like what I have as a member of Congress. When I was elected to Congress, I went in a room, they spread out about 8 insurance policies that were government approved, and so they couldn't turn me down because of my pre-existing condition. And they said, pick one. So I chose a standard Blue Cross Blue Shield policy. They said, fine, we're going to pick up 72% of your premium, and you will pay 28% of your premium. That's how premium support works, Bob. The healthy and the wealthy get less premium support. The unhealthy and unwealthy get more premium support. So in other words, for people who opt in to premium support, if you're healthy and wealthy, yes, you will get less money. But the unhealthy and the unwealthy will actually get more. So it's a program that's weighted in part on a person's ability to pay. It also provides, though, for the opportunity for the person on premium support to work with their health care provider and their insurer to decide their appropriate plan of treatment rather than have it dictated by an unelected board of 15 bureaucrats in Washington, which is what so many people object to.
Let me ask you about health care, the health care law right now. Can this law just be tweaked and fixed? I mean, what we have now, very likely a lot of it could stay in place, and I'm curious what you might work on.
Well, if we're able to put together a majority, even a slim majority in the Senate, retain the House, and have President Romney and Vice President Ryan, we will repeal Obamacare, and we will start over. We'll replace it with something more like Mike Enzi's 10-point plan for health care.
And I don't mean to interrupt, but let me just ask, isn't there anything in there that you would keep?
Well, there may be instances where states have made advances in these health care exchanges that they would like to be, like to have integrated into a plan going forward. And certainly that would be something that is along the line of Mike Kinsey's plan to have insurance available to be sold across state lines and to have associations be able to put plans together. Because as Mike Kinsey contemplated it, an association would be a group like the employees of the University of Wyoming or the Wyoming Farm Bureau or the Wyoming Contractors Association. But it could also be in the iteration of state exchange. So I do contemplate that there may be a broad definition of an association that would include a state health care exchange, such as the Wyoming legislature was working on, a year ago, year and a half ago.
Hey, how would, though, just gutting care, how would that not just screw everything up right now?
Repealing it?
Yes.
Well, first of all, if we repealed it, then we would not be instituting the 20 new taxes that are going to take effect in January. And 12 of those new taxes hit the middle class. We wouldn't have to hire all of those IRS agents to implement and enforce the tax that the Supreme Court declared Obamacare to be. We also wouldn't require employees to throw their employees off health insurance and onto a non-existent exchange. We also wouldn't have to create that 15-member independent advisory board that's going to decide which treatments will be paid for and which treatments will not be paid for. It is the ideal time to repeal Obamacare.
Let me ask you about the abandoned mine land funds. Any chance we're going to get that money back?
Well, I believe that it's going to be tough in the House because I pulled out all the stops to try to save Wyoming's plan that was carefully negotiated in 2006 when the tax expired to go forward in a way that would make Wyoming whole. You know, over the years, Wyoming had allowed its money to be held back in a trust fund, and then the interest off that money, our money, was used to pay the benefits of United Mine Worker pensioners whose mines had gone broke and were no longer able to pay the pension funds. So here we were being the good guys saying, yeah, go ahead and sit on our money, let it accrue so the interest off it can be used to pay for these miners' pensions, but then start paying us back. Well, we're now in the phase where we're starting to get paid back, which is just the time that the U.S. Senate swooped in and decided we want to spend your money. You know, if it were part of a grand bargain to really eliminate our debt and our deficit, I would be much more willing to negotiate about Wyoming's share and, in fact, all of the AML monies that go to every state. But the fact that they took Wyoming's money only and they're spending it over the next 2 years, in other words, Congress decided to spend over the next 2 years money that we're not even going to get until the year 2022.
Last question for you. Next week we begin our membership drive here. Where do you currently stand on public radio funding?
Well, I am on the committee that sees that public radio and public television are funded. It comes out, of course, of the Appropriations Committee. Public radio and public television are fully funded for the next, two or three years, and then I would like to see it slowly phased out. That would give both public radio and public television time to adapt to a decline in federal funding slowly over time. And that's the approach I'd like to see, not only to things like public radio and public television, but to farm programs, direct payments to farmers. Those should be phased out over time. I realize that public TV and public radio are just a drop in the bucket compared to other programs. The entitlement programs really are the drivers of our debt, Bob.
Representative Cynthia Lummis, thank you so much for making time, and thank you for joining us in Open Spaces.
My pleasure, Bob. Take care.